Diary of a Worm, Teacher's Pet. October 3rd. Today is Thursday. It is almost the weekend. I love weekends. I get to hang out the sweater and slide. I wish we went to the same school, but I guess that wouldn't work. I can't see Fly and Squirm in class. And I already know Spider can't dig. I think I've got it this time. Nope. October 4th. We had a sub at school today. Miss Mulch took the day off for her birthday. I didn't know teachers had days off or birthdays. The sub said, "Why don't you have a party for Miss Mulch on Monday?" After lunch, everyone talked about what they were going to give Miss Mulch at the party: a fuzzy mold pillow, an eggshell candy dish. Me? I had tons of ideas. October 5th. What to give Miss Mulch? 1. Dung ball paperweight. 2. Silk slippers. 3. Trash splash perfume. 4. Gum wrapper scarf. The gum wrapper idea isn't bad, except my dad just ate the last gum wrapper. R. I have to think of something. Miss Mulch is the best teacher I've ever had. October 6th. I woke up worried one more day until the party, and I was still stumped. To take my mind off of my troubles, Sweater and Fly picked me up to go kite flying. Even that didn't cheer me up. "Thanks for trying, guys," I said glumly. Then Fly spotted something with one of her zillion eyes. "Hey, what's that?" she said. It was an apple, a big red shiny one. Teachers love apples, but wait a second, was it rotten? Spider took me down to check. I poked the apple. Squish. It was rotten all right. Yes, hooray. The perfect present at last. Now I just had to get it to my school. I pushed, Spider pulled, Fly cheered. It took forever, but we made it. October 7th, party day. I was feeling good. Then I heard someone say, "I found a great car for my gift. Miss Mulch will love it." Card? Uh-oh. Lucky me, I haven't eaten breakfast yet. I finished just in time. Miss Mulch was thrilled. I gave her 3 things in one: a birthday gift, a birthday card, and a birthday surprise present for my teacher.